Good afternoon and welcome to today's edition of In Focus. Grant Demme joined today with Ida Volschek. Ida lives out in Portland, Ontario, in the township of Rideau Lakes, and wants to address some issues that she has seen with feral cats. Ida, thank you so much for joining us. Let's just dive right into it here. You have brought forth this issue to Rideau Lakes Council surrounding feral cats in Portland and just the area in general. Tell me a little bit about this. When was this something that you first noticed and decided you wanted to have addressed?
My family and I moved to Portland in 2020, and I noticed right away that there was a stray cat problem here, and I was told that it had been a long-standing issue. And then, for whatever reason, I just noticed that this year we had more of them, especially like really young kittens. And then it sort of came to a head in September when I was just out walking one evening and found two very small, very sick kittens in the middle of the road. And it was just like one of those gut reactions. I knew I couldn't leave them, so I just kind of scooped them up and brought them back home. I was very lucky that in that particular case, Furry Tales Rescue out in Smiths Falls was able to step in and help with medical expenses. And they had a happy ending. They got adopted together to a lovely family. But, you know, that's unfortunately not the reality for a lot of other cats that are out there. And I've been talking about this to people that I meet when I'm out walking, but also on social media. And what I've come to learn is that it's not a Portland-specific problem. It's also a township-wide problem. So Elgin, Delta, many other places experience the same thing.
Now, would you say you see these cats every day? Like, how often do you see these strays?
Yes, it's every day. I have two dogs, so I'm out walking the village about four times a day. And it's a rare walk when I don't see a stray.
Okay. And generally, what's their attitude? Are they aggressive? Are they scared? What's your general encounter with one?
So they are, I've never met one that's been aggressive, but they are scared, very shy. They run away. They generally don't want you to approach them unless they are, of course, very small or injured. Just yesterday had a neighbor who found a very, very sick cat that was so sick it wouldn't run away, and she was able to catch it, and she did bring it to me. And in that particular case, Eastern Ontario Cats, which is based in Elgin, this new rescue, were amazing. They just took her in right away and made sure that she got emergency care. But in that particular case, you know, we still don't know if she's going to make it the next 24 hours is going to be critical for her.
And so you've had conversations with counselor, I believe it was Paula Banks you spoke to. What was that conversation like? And I know they recommended you apply for some grant funding for a catch, spay, and release program. Is that something you intend on doing?
Yeah, so I've spoken to a number of counselors, but, you know, obviously being in Ward 1, Paula Banks and Sue Dunfield are the ones that I've been mostly in contact with, and you know, I feel very optimistic that that something can be done for these cats. You know, the problem is not that out of hand, so a trap neuter release program would be hugely beneficial, and this is something that I've had many conversations with other rescue organizations as well, and that's what they all recommend. I do feel very strongly that if township had the will, they could very easily support a local rescue such as the Eastern Ontario Cat Rescue and help them make this happen, you know, provide the funds to make it happen.
And you said this would be in your letter to council that I saw, you said this would be community run, so it wouldn't really cost the township any resources outside of, you know, some startup funding through that grant.
I feel like there is a huge community support to do something for these cats. And I've really seen that on so many occasions, you know, with the small kittens that I rescued back in September and now with Willow Francis yesterday. You know, people want to help. They show up on my porch with food that I then pass on to the rescues. And so people want to help. But I think because of the hard financial times, just the idea of like trying to do something for individuals by themselves, it becomes a little bit overwhelming. So that's where rescues can really step in and just like help provide the guidance, help provide the expertise and the infrastructure. And then in turn, the township can help them with the funds because, you know, a neuter is upwards of $150 when you take in rabies shots and stuff like that. And so it will add up if individuals try to do this by themselves. And it would be, of course, beneficial if you try to do as many cats as possible and not just, you know, one little effort here and there.
You've sort of become the champion of this, the leader of this movement. Why was this something you decided to get involved with?
Being a lifelong lover of animals, I guess is one way of putting it. But no, I have a lot of friends. I used to live in Guelph for many years, and I have many friends there. They're veterinarians or animal vet technicians and hugely involved in rescue work. And I've seen like the effort they put into this and the difference that they make. And then I just came here and I saw what was playing out in the village. You know, there's daily suffering going on. And then I heard stories about how township had been approached in the past about this. And there were counselors saying things like, oh, we just have to hope for coyotes to come in and deal with the problem. And that is not a solution for so many reasons. Obviously, it's not humane. Second of all, as a parent and someone who has pets, I obviously don't want coyotes roaming the villages hunting. And I don't think anyone else in the same situation would like that. And so I just very strongly felt like that if I can provide a voice, an additional voice to all of the other people who are also advocating for this, it's my moral duty to do so.
Well, we are unfortunately out of time. Ida, thank you so much for joining us today to talk about an issue that clearly matters so much to you. It was evident throughout our entire conversation, especially in that last answer, that this is something you're really passionate about. And I want to thank you for speaking with us, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much for talking to me today.
Well, that'll do it for today's edition of InFocus. I'm Grant Demme. Thank you for listening. We're back tomorrow.